guys, welcome to episode 11 of Wickedly Weird with Jerry and Amanda. I'm Jerry, of course.
And I'm Amanda.
Well, that took forever. I'm not going to edit it out, too. We're just going to have to make people think that you just don't know when to respond.
No, I did. There was like a cutout. Do you see my eyebrows?
I do see your eyebrows.
Hey, no, I'm just kidding.
I'm about to get you to. I've been going on some shows, Amanda, other shows to promote this one. I need to get you to come on with me on some of these.
Oh, you got to tell me when you come in.
Well, I will. That's what she said.
Nasty.
I'll next time I get something set up, I will let you know, and then we can
plan accordingly.
Yes.
Three-way it. Ew, don't say three-way it. How do I know who the other partaker is?
Well, it'll just be a surprise for everybody.
No, involved. I don't want to be surprised. I'm surprised enough right. Every day.
Amanda, this story is definitely going to prove the old adage that you can't judge a book by its cover.
Oh, but can ya?
I've always said that too. If it's a girl, going down on a guy, it's porn.
Nope.
You can judge it.
You can't judge it. Careful, I might be surprised, eyebrow.
Have you ever heard of Anatoly Moskvin?
Nope, actually I have not. Shocking.
You still might know this story though. So Anatoly Moskvin was a very intelligent Russian who spoke 13 different languages. He traveled extensively across all of Europe. He was a published scholar and a college lecturer. But man, did he have a secret.
Was he, was he like a mass murderer or something fucked up? Probably.
It's too early for you to be asking questions.
No, it's never too early.
You probably are like on Wheel of Fortune when there's like one letter up. I've solved the puzzle. Wait.
No, I have to wait for the third. I have to wait for the third letter.
One of the things that he was an expert on was local cemeteries. And this would be in the city of, I think it's called Novgorod in Russia.
Oh, it's probably super spooky. Is this a spooky?
Will you stop?
I'm excited. Okay.
I got like 10 pages of shit here and I hadn't even got halfway through.
I'm sorry, I'm excited. I can't contain it. Okay, I'm done. Go ahead.
He claims that between 2005 and 2007, he visited 752 cemeteries.
Whoa.
Am I wrong, or does that sound like a lot of cemeteries for even a big city? I mean, I've never really thought of how many cemeteries are in a city, but I wouldn't have thought there'd be like 750.
That's kind of a lot. Yeah, I feel like
that's what I was thinking.
Is that true, or did he fib a little on that one?
No, I don't think so. I think there was probably that many in the city. Now, he was dialed into the history of every one of these cemeteries. Think about that.
He what?
He was dialed in on the history. He like knew everything about everyone.
Oh my God, it's like you. Like a mini version of you. You know everything about something.
Whatever. Amanda, you're going to love this.
Tell me.
He says that his passion with cemeteries started back in 1979 when he was 13. A group of men in black suits stopped him when he was on his way home from school. Okay.
Get out. Okay.
These men were on their way to a funeral of an 11-year-old by the name of Natasha Petrova.
So sad.
Allegedly, they dragged Anatoly into the coffin where they made him kiss the corpse of the young girl.
Ew! Nuh-uh.
That's what he said happened. He said this started his obsession. Macabre.
This is going to get gross. Okay.
He said he even spent one night sleeping in a coffin before the deceased person's funeral to add to his observations about death.
I think I know the story. Okay.
How you think you do?
I think, can I say it?
Yeah.
Is it about a like rock band guy who like was huffing dead animals? Was that one?
No, and, like, that okay. That is that actually took place somewhere else. But I know that story too.
Okay. All right. So it's not that's nasty.
His name was actually Death, and he ended up committing suicide. But that was
he was on one.
That was in Scandinavia, yeah. I think Norway or Finland. That's where that took place at.
Something. I don't know, but I know I was traumatized.
I'm trying to think of the name of the band. It starts with an M. It's like the Mad Hatters, the Misfortunes.
Love Smelling Dead Stuff. That's the name of the band.
All right. So he said this sleeping in the casket and stuff kind of put his obsession over the top. So in 2009, locals began to discover the graves of their loved ones were becoming desecrated. And in some cases, they were completely dug up.
Nope. He was doing things with stuff. Nope.
He was doing things with stuff.
He was doing stuff. He was a dirty... Bleh. Okay, let's just...
Well, initially, authorities thought that this must be the work of some kind of extremist organizations that were local. So they decided, you know what, we're going to increase police protection in all these areas that had been mostly affected. But after nearly 2 years, they had found nothing, and the graves were still being desecrated. That's when they got their big break. There was a terrorist attack at the Moscow airport in 2011. Shortly afterwards, some Muslim graves in the area started being vandalized. Now, in these cases, somebody was actually painting over the pictures of the dead Muslims, like they would be on their headstone. And somebody painting over the pictures. Now, further investigation led them to a Moscowan, I think that's what they're called, who was caught red-handed at the gravesite. The man was none other than Anatoly Moskvin. This gets way worse.
Oh, great. Buckling up.
So the police search his house, which was a little small apartment that he shared with his elderly parents. And I'm going to tell you what they found right after this quick sponsor break.
Oh, God.
All right, Amanda. When the police entered the home, what they found was shocking. Nope. The apartment was full of life-size doll-like figures.
Oh, wait. I think I do know this one. Okay.
The figures resemble antique dolls that were dressed in the finest of clothing.
Oh, is this the guy with the dead, but the doll, and it was a dead? Okay, go ahead. I think I know where this is going.
Now, don't get confused with the case in Florida where the old man had the Latino diabetes victim down in Key West that he had stored in his apartment.
That he was like, that banging, might be right? What you're
thinking about, huh?
Was he banging that one?
Yes.
Okay, maybe it is.
Some of these dolls had on knee-high boots. And they had cloth covering their faces, but there was makeup drawing the faces on them. The problem was that these were not dolls.
Nope.
They were mummified corpses of human women. You can actually find some video footage on YouTube.
That's nasty.
From the police on this case, where they're going through the house and you can see some of them.
Trigger it's freak- warning.
It's freaky to say the
look least. At it. Yeah. Like, why? People are gross. Go ahead.
Police also found pictures and plaques taken from the grave sites, as well as a doll making manual,
like how serial and maps killers of
local cemeteries
collect. Yes, like things. Oh, that's so gross. Okay.
There were also personal belongings and clothing inside of the mummies. One even had a piece of her own gravestone with her name written on it.
Wait, inside her body cavity?
Yes, this was inside of her body. Another one contained a hospital tag with the date and the cause of her death on it.
Wow.
And get this. A third corpse had a dried human heart found inside of it.
Why? Like, why is this a thing?
Anatoly eventually admitted that he would stuff the decaying corpses with rags, and he would wrap their hands in nylon tights and draw faces on them. He would also insert buttons or fake eyes into the girls' eye sockets.
What the fuck? Why?
Good question. So they could watch cartoons with him.
I knew it.
He tells Felice that he dug up the graves of the girls because he was lonely and he wanted children of his own. And I mean, you know.
So wait, they were children bodies?
Well, we'll get to that part. But yes, in some cases.
This is disgusting.
I mean, after all, there's more than one way to skin a cat. And, you know, I probably would have went with adoption or something like that.
But why? But, like, so they were just like his. Okay, great. This is good.
After getting the bodies home, he used a simple solution of salt and baking soda to preserve the corpses. He treated them as if they were his daughters. Again, probably not as interactive as a dog or cat might have been. They probably just played around.
So gross.
But that's what he chose to do. Now, he would sing to them and celebrate their birthdays.
Oh, that's great.
Now, he was waiting for science to find a way to bring them back to life. That's why he was.
Wow. Okay.
He did deny any sexual contact to the corpses. He said that never. They were his kids. In all, Amanda, how many dolls / corpses do you think the police found?
This guy's a freak, so I'm going to go with like 25.
29 life-size dolls.
They ranged
in age from 3 years old to 25 years old.
That's so sad.
One of them he had for 9 years.
How does nobody know that something funky is going on? How does someone say, pump the brakes, this guy is weird. Let's go check into this.
His parents had absolutely no clue of what was going on. They believed that they were just real dolls and that he just had an obsession. I guess he did, but not the way they thought.
But like, if that was my kid, I'd be like, something's wrong here. What is this? Got to call the fuzz on you. This is a problem.
In the end, Anatoly Moskvin was charged with 12 crimes, all of which dealt with desecration of graves.
He was diagnosed
with schizophrenia and sentenced to time in a psychiatric hospital.
So he did go to the poke.
Yeah, he told authorities not to bury the bodies too deep, though, because he was going to redig them back up when he got out.
Oh, he's never getting out. Is he still in there? Could you imagine that?
I think he is still in there. But now, that was somebody, think about that. That was somebody who was super intelligent.
Yeah, but you know what? I was listening to a story about the Unabomber, and like, he was super intelligent too. But like, why can't you use that intelligence for good instead of like, you know, digging up dead bodies and doing weird shit? But the Unabomber also had schizophrenia, I believe. So like, but it's definitely a case of mental illness. Like, it's all mental illness.
I don't know how far back you went to into the Unabomber. But he actually went to Harvard, but he was part of some testing or experiments that mentally screwed him up. And that's where his problems came from.
Wait, it when he was like a small kid or something.
No,
right?
he was in Harvard. He was a college student at the time.
And they did all this stuff to him.
And so, he partook in some kind of a study, and the study was mentally messed up.
And that's what kept calling him the Unipooper. So that's why I remember it, because she was calling him the Unipooper and not the Unabomber. And I was like,
yeah, I don't remember the exact case on what that was. What is
that was on Rotten Mango.
I'm trying to think of the name of that band. That's driving me crazy, because we did a complete story on him.
Gross.
I'm
he like took dead birds and like tufted their dead corpses. Like, why?
Yeah, and he would uh His name was Dave. The thing about it was he would bury his clothes in the ground,
yes,
and stuff like that, just to try to get close to the smell of what death would be like.
Ugh.
And he would carry around dead birds in like a bag so he could just smell it and stuff like that.
And he killed himself. I don't know how. It was a shotgun or something, wasn't it?
He killed himself with a shotgun, and he left a note basically stating that he's sorry about the mess. And then the other people in the band made necklaces and stuff out of bones.
Yeah,
they didn't call the police for like 3 days. Happened.
They did something with his skull too. Didn't they do something like really morbid with his skull? They saved it or something, didn't they?
They did something. I just can't remember what it was.
I don't know why I have that information floating in my brain, but I do know I remember listening to it and I was just like, what? Like, it's so sad.
Mayhem. That's the name of the band.
Mayhem. Mm.
Yep, I knew that was something like that.
People are wild. Like, why are you digging up people's kids and stuff? That's so terrible. That's terrible. But, like, how do you not smell that? Decaying, fermenting in your house.
I don't
house.
Know how they were able to do that.
Like, they didn't walk into his room and go, whoa, like, you got a bad case of a gym, like gym rot. Like, no.
And the other guy we were talking about in Key West, his name was Carl Tanzler, and that took place back in, like, the 1940s. That was before this guy. My guess is this guy probably used some of the same techniques from that situation.
I can't.
But he only had one girl. He only had one girl. She had died of tuberculosis.
Oh, and even better. Did he get tuberculosis?
No, but she was like 21 when she died, and he built this giant mausoleum for her. And then he would sneak into the mausoleum, and he eventually took her. He had her at his house for like 7 years before her sister found out.
I don't understand how people are not like, oh, look at that corpse in your house. That's awesome.
Well, nobody came in his house. He was like he was just a weird recluse. Guy, but most, you know, this was also a guy that had a, you know, part of a plane in his yard. He was trying to bring the plane back, this guy was just weird.
Well, you know how you said he was like waiting like to bring these people back from the dead? Did you hear about that aggressive mushroom that like a scientist ate it and they had a cure for it, but it like it can make you a little zombie like if you're not careful. I forget the name of the mushroom. I'll have to find it and then I'll tell you about it because it's really fucked up.
No, I have not heard that one.
Yeah, it's like zombie recent? Mushrooms. Yeah, it's not that old. My husband was telling me about it. He's like, did you hear about this? I'm like, no, it actually happened to someone. A scientist like got a hold of it. Its spores like got into the air or something and it like got into his bloodstream and shit. I don't know. It was fucking wild.
I don't know, but I saw a video earlier today that said in Philadelphia, and I don't know if it's ever placed, but they specifically mentioned Philadelphia, that there was some kind of drug going around that was turning people basically into zombies.
Not alligator. Is it alligator?
I didn't hear what it was.
Ugh,
I just heard them say some drug is all I heard them say. So.
Oh, great. Zombie apocalypse will be upon us soon. What else is next?
I don't think these kind of zombies you got to worry about. I think most of these are just laying around. I don't think they could catch you if you walked at a steady pace.
No, they like go like this when they walk. I know there's a chick at my Dunkin' Donuts that like handles coffee and she's always like this and she's always like humming and buzzing. And I'm like, what is happening? I don't even know what her real name is. Something's wrong.
Yeah, some of these people, you know, it's funny because like where I live, I'm about 5 minutes away from a bus stop and where this bus stop is, there are a bunch of people that obviously are strung out.
Yeah. And it's so sad.
I mean, you don't have to know anything to be able to see it. You can look over and just pick them out. That person.
Oh yeah.
You know,
again, how they look and act and
we started horrible. Off talking about, you can't judge a book by its cover, but you know, you can
with some of that. Yeah.
Addicts.
Yeah, I live down the street from like a sober house. It's like probably like a good 12, 15 minutes away. But like in the summertime, they come out and they come around this like local common area and you can tell like who's on drugs and who's, you know, alcohol. Like you can see it all. And what kills tells me is this halfway house is across the street from a liquor store. And I'm like,
it's not like, tempting at all.
No, like I have this severe drinking problem or drug problem. And right there, it's just, I don't know. Like, I think they plan on moving him out of there, which they should have years ago. But still, like, how horrible is that? You're trying to get sober and it's like, open. No,
it's like putting a Weight Watchers right next to a McDonald's or something.
Yeah, like you can't do that. It's horrible. But yeah, addiction is terrible. It's really sad.
It is. Do we have any turkey updates?
I got nothing. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if he's been putting his pen or what, but there's a rooster that does crow every day until 8 a.m. but the turkey, like I told you, was terrorizing last week, and I think he got in trouble. I told you, the lady that like owns him walks him across the street. She stops traffic and walks his ass over to the street, and he doesn't attack her. It's like his mama.
Interesting.
I don't know.
I had a cool story. Man, I've got so many good stories lined up.
Actually,
for the coming
wait,
weeks.
I have a creep. Okay.
There we go. That's what I was looking for.
Do you remember how I told you there was some weirdo guy like in my like driveway vicinity thing? Remember that story?
Yes.
I told you? Okay.
Yes.
Well, update on that mofo. Listen, so I'm walking my dog. He doesn't see me. He comes through this little, I'll have to show you the video. Well, not of him. I take a video of him at the time. But he comes out of this like woods portal, as I like to call it. And he was casing my neighbor's house. I watched him. He didn't see me watching him. And I don't know how, because I was like dead walked staring at him. Me and my dog, just staring at him. I'm like, shh, I'm in the bark. And we're over there, and I'm watching him, and he's casing the house. I'm like, oh, really? And he went back into his little hole, and I saw the neighbor, and I was like, hey, like, do you know, you know, and I described the guy, and he's like, oh, no, but my house is, like, locked up. I have an alarm system, blah, blah, blah. Now, my car got broken into at the beginning of the year, and I think I know who the culprit is. So now, like a psychopath, I sit on my porch, and I wait, and I watch. And I wait and I watch, because next time I'm going to be like, hey, I see you, sir. And everyone knows about it. All two
everybody
people
knows
that
you saw him,
us.
Or?
No, everyone knows that he was casing the house. I saw it. Now everyone and all the listeners know that he was looking for a robbery. Not on my watch. Not on my watch. Dan from the woods can go back home.
Well. That was a lovely story. Huh?
What were you looking at on your phone?
I was going to tell a story, but you had a story instead. So
no, but my story is probably not as good as yours. Go, you have 10 minutes.
No, I'll put it down now. I was just trying to tag something on the end, but you had something now.
Yeah, because that was, I'm going to keep you guys updated on the Keeper of the Woods. I walked back there too. There's nothing back there.
I will tell you, I'll tell you, a little story I looked at. I've been looking up these episodes of people who died, like crazy kind of deaths.
Oh, yeah. Those are wild.
Because I'm doing a future episode on Hillbilly Horror Stories, like a bonus episode on that for this Friday. This one story is too short, so I'm not going to use it. But this elderly couple, and I think this was, I want to say this was up north, maybe even your neck of the woods.
My neck of the woods, baby.
This elderly couple, it was Easter time. And for years, I guess the woman's mother had passed away. And they went to her grave at the cemetery every Easter. And they would decorate it for Easter. And they, I guess it was a cross. And they would put a rosary or a cross or something of that nature around the cross part of the headstone. And they would leave it. And that's part of that was their little thing that they would do every year at Easter.
Right.
Well, they go in, and I guess the husband reaches over to put the cross on it, and the headstone fell over. This thing apparently was massive. It fell over and crushed and killed him.
Get out of here. What?
He was then buried like a couple of spots over from where he actually died.
Oh my God. Like, that is such a freak accident, or do you think it was pushed?
I doubt that grandma was pushing him. But no, that's, I mean, that's just, you know, like I said, it was a short one, so I wasn't going to use it, but that's crazy.
That's wild. When it's your time to go, it's your time to go. So they say.
That's what they say.
Is it our time to go?
Who is they?
I don't know.
By the way.
I don't know. They could be whoever you want them to be. Fuck, I don't know.
I need you to come with the facts on this show.
How do I what?
I said, I need you to come with the facts.
That's what they say. I don't know. You know, it's like, oh, can't put a good dog down. That's what they say. Like, who is they? I don't know.
I don't even think that's what anybody says. I don't think that's a phrase. You can't keep a good dog down.
You can't put a whatever. You know what I meant.
The Humane Society puts good dogs down all the time. So,
no,
that's not the case.
Stick burn on the MSPCA.
All right. We're out of here. Right. We appreciate you guys listening, and we'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
Stopping on by and listening to us ramble. All right. Goodbye.